Nolte, 0 to 43 Climate Alarmists Want Lockdowns to Halt Climate Change. By John Nolte on September 25, 2020. The world may need to resort to lockdowns again, this time to tackle a climate emergency, explains an editorial at MarketWatch, which, along with the Wall Street Journal, is a subsidiary of Dow Jones & Company, owned by New Corporation. That's MarketWatch publishing that editorial. So, no, this call for straight-out fascism and dictatorial control based on a hoax is not being cherry-picked from some obscure blog somewhere. Look at the muscle behind the publisher. Let's start with some facts. To begin with, global cooling, global warming, climate change, or whatever the hell they're calling it today, is a hoax. Barack Obama knows it's a hoax. Sorry, you don't invest millions that close to the coastline if you truly believe the oceans will rise. Bill Gates knows it's a hoax. Sorry, you don't invest millions that close to the coastline if you truly believe the oceans will rise. Knlal knows it's a hoax. Sorry, you don't invest billions that close to the coastline if you truly believe the oceans will rise. It's a hoax. Climate alarmists are 0 to 43 with their climate hoaxes. This is just their latest hoax, and it's a hoax manufactured by lying fascists who want to terrify us into allowing them to diminish and micromanage our lives. Here's the why and how. Shifting Arctic ice, raging wildfires in western U.S. states and elsewhere, and methane leaks in the North Sea are all warning signs that we are approaching a tipping point on climate change, when protecting the future of civilization will require dramatic interventions. Under a climate lockdown, governments would limit private vehicle use, ban consumption of red meat, and impose extreme energy-saving measures, while fossil fuel companies would have to stop drilling. To avoid such a scenario, we must overhaul our economic structures and do capitalism differently. Hey, pal, why don't you structure this differently? The 043ers want to lock us down to save a Mother Earth. Want to strip us of every freedom we have and force us to sit at home without any air conditioning as we open Amazon packages filled with rice cakes and watch Netflix's kiddie porn. And all because California elects morons who refuse to manage their forests properly. And because an 0 to 43 record on climate alarmism is not distinguished enough, MarketWatch fires off a few more. Global warming will cause drinking water to degrade, gasp. Enable pollution-linked respiratory diseases to thrive. It adds. 3.5 billion people globally will live in unbearable heat by 2070. Eek. These lying fuckers are 0 to 43. They're investing millions and billions to move to the edge of the water. And the rest of us are supposed to be good little stewards of the planet by sweating it out at home as our lives and careers. As everything we know, as everything that makes life worth living, is torn apart by lying fuckers who are 0 to 43. Did you know the China virus is a direct result of environmental degradation? Oh, no, it's not the result of a lying and corrupt communist Chinese government. Nope, COVID-19 is itself a consequence of environmental degradation. Did you know, climate change does more than just change the climate? Get a load of this, climate change will exacerbate the social and economic problems, including government's diminishing capacity to address public health crises, the private sector's limited ability to withstand sustained economic disruption, and pervasive social inequality. So now the 043ers are moving the hoax goalposts all the way over to social inequality and social and economic problems. If we could just stop the cows from farting, there would be no more social inequality. You want to see inequality? Lock the 99% down while 1%ers like Barack Obama and Bill Gates enjoy a swanky life on the ocean. Most of this is our fault. Like lemmings, too many of us accepted being locked down without question, and did so over a virus that doesn't appear to be all that more deadly than the annual flu if you're under 50. And now the 043ers want to lock us down again? That'll be the day. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.